I want to share with you a devotion I wrote recently that I titled, What America Needs. With all things considered at this critical juncture in the life of our great nation, a question that is being asked with much more frequency these days is, in the midst of this current crisis, what is the greatest need of the United States of America? Well, the answer to that question will be largely determined by who you ask. The liberal politician will say, among other things, the greatest need in our country is more government welfare programs so that every citizen will be guaranteed health care, free college tuition, and full citizen rights and privileges for all people, including those who are here illegally. The conservative politician will say, also among other things, we need more affordable health care, enhanced protection of our borders, and the deportation of all illegal aliens. The religious will say, we need a stricter adherence to God's laws and commandments that we might be made righteous before God and thereby once again earn His favor and His blessings. However, as convinced as these are that their particular formula will turn things around for our country, the God who created us and who has blessed our nation richly from its founding has the only valid answer. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, the Lord says, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. In case you were wondering, the word pestilence is defined as a fatal epidemic disease. The coronavirus pandemic certainly fits into that definition. Well, the first question we should ask is, are we in need of revival? Well, you tell me. In a nation that murders innocent children still in their mother's womb at the rate of 3,000 per day, where homosexuality, a perversion described by God as an abomination in His sight, has been given minority status and reaps the accompanying benefits, where the biblical definition of marriage has been rejected, and where pornography is a billion-dollar industry and viewed by 40 million Americans on a regular basis, could there be a greater need? So, is it possible that God is using this deadly virus to get the attention of His people in order that we might turn from our sins in genuine repentance and seek His face? I think so. And so do others. Back on September the 14th, 2001, 3 days after the attack on our nation by radical Muslim fundamentalists, Billy Graham, speaking at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., said, we desperately need a spiritual renewal in this country. And God has told us in His Word time after time that we need to repent of our sins and return to Him, and He will bless us in a new way. For the first few weeks after 9/11, churches across America were filled to overflowing, and there seemed to be signs that a nationwide spiritual renewal was beginning. However, in just a short time, interest in the spiritual waned as the initial fear subsided and things began returning to normal. However, even though we certainly don't deserve it, our gracious God has given us one more chance, and quite possibly our last chance, to humbly seek His face and turn from our wicked, sinful ways. At its roots, revival begins with the individual. Evangelist Gypsy Smith, when asked once for the secret of genuine revival, replied, go home, take a piece of chalk, and draw a circle around yourself. Then pray, O Lord, revive everything inside this circle. Are you praying for God to revive your heart? David's prayer, recorded for us in Psalm 139, 23, and 24, will be a great start. In humility and sincerity, he prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Who knows? Maybe God wants to use you to kindle the flames of revival, which will then spread throughout your family, your church, your county, your state, and your nation. In a book titled The Secret of Christian Joy, Vance Havner wrote, "The greatest need of America is an old-fashioned, heaven-born, God-sent revival." That was way back in 1938. How much more does America need revival today? Oh Lord, may it begin in me, and may it begin in you. Thank you, and God bless you.